Begin the current daf Masechtas Erev and daf Hey begin Amud Aleph. Begin the taste of the Masechta that begins the words of the Gemara. Saif Mavi Hachanami. That at the end of the Mavi, then you're right. Which basically explains what does these words of the Gemara mean when it's contrasting. Oh, but there's the end of the Mavi, and here it's what's called quote Tchilas Mavi. So we had a Machlekes Rabbi Yisrael Abaye regarding if there was an opening of the Mavi less than 10 tefachim, and didn't have that appropriate height. So you have to now carve out to fill the height of 10 tefachim. According to Rabbi Yisrael, it has to be along the length of the Mavi of 4 tefachim, according to Abaye, 4 Amos. And therefore, essentially, the Machlekes is regarding what's the measurement of a Mavi, if it's 4 tefachim or 4 Amos. The Gemara says, oh, seemingly this is the Machlekes, Rabbi Amir Rabasi. That they say that if a Mavi was breached on the side near the opening, if there is a pass of Dal Tfachim, that's going to be sufficient to be considered as a Kairi, even though there's a breach right after that. So obviously you see that the Mavi is a share of Dal Tfachim. That was seemingly the proof to that it's like, or abuse, not like a Bayan. Not a Bayan says no, that actually he holds a Rabbi Meir Basi. But there's a difference regarding if it's a Mavi that was, it just got breached, then it's enough with Dal Tfachim. That's what's called Soif Mavi. But here we're talking about Tchilas Mavi, just to make a new Mavi, that needs to be Dal Hamas. So Taisa explains, he says, Pirish, what does this mean to say? Is Kivin Shalei Nitzla regarding the Soif Mavi, since it never became invalid in the first place, meaning Shenishtar Yisham passed out that it was left over a board of Dal Tfachim. Oh, it never lost its status. So that's why it's enough with Dal Tfachim. Because the Mavi Kasha in the Yoitzim Mataris Hashem, because it never lost its status from a valid Mavi. Actually, Yifchash Leisha Sham Dal, unless you don't even have even an area of Dal Tfachim. After Tchilas Mavi, in contrast, to make a new Mavi, the Heinish Leinishtar Sham passed out, if it didn't have a remnant of a pass of Dal Tfachim, where should Tzarek Lasle Hashem, now you have to go ahead and make this pass of Dalid. Ah, then it's not enough to even make a pass of Dal. Tzarek Dal Amz, then you would have to make 4 Amis. And so it says, okay, Mashmal Lishan, the comments, so do the wording sounds like, Im Yesh Sham passed out, if there was over there, Michal Min Vemperzis, if Nishtai Sham passed out, now we're talking that it was left over. And therefore it says Taisa Pirish Rashi, but the way Rashi explains that no, even if it didn't have, it would be enough to make now a pass of Dalad because originally it had a Mavi. So Taisa in there, that doesn't mean it could be correct. Because then that would be, according to the way Taisa is interpreting, as Tchilas Mavi. The safe Mavi, according to Taisa, is that it never lost it. That would be enough for the pass Dalad. The next Taisa begins with the Gemara Vibarba, and if it's for Tvachim, Sehechim Mishkachasla. So how are you going to have this? Which places a difficulty that obviously we're talking about, that the length of the Mavi is a little bit more. And therefore, you could say that that's where the door frame would be. And Taisus comes to answer this, because Abaye brought a right to his opinion that the Gemara, he brings two different proofs that the measurement of a Mavi is Dalad Amis from the Braisa. Braisa says, a Mavi does not become permitted with a Lecha B'Kayra until you have two homes opening into two courtyards that open up into the Mavi. Now, if you say the Shia of a Mavi is just the length of four Tvachim, then where exactly are you putting the two openings for the two Chatzeres, which a Pesach can't be less for the Chatzer opening up to the Mavi less than Dal Tvachim? And if the length itself is of the Mavi is four Tvachim, then where exactly are you having the door frame of the Chatzeres that open into that? That was Abaye's proof. And that is Taisus, he said, now Avagav the Dal Dekom and Rav Yisrael, although that the Rav Yisrael's opinion, that he's being rejected by Abaye from this proof. When he says it's Dal Tvachim, obviously means Hainu Deka Masru Tvei, obviously means that it's a little bit more than four Tvachim, because that Mavli, in Eina Rechab Dalad, if it doesn't have a width of four Tvachim, Eina Tzarech Lechi, then it doesn't even need to have a Lechi. Can have Veloy Lekamon, like Rabbi Loy says later on. So therefore, obviously here, if we require a Lechi, obviously we're talking about that there's a width of four Tvachim. Now, if that's the case, obviously the length has to be a little bit more than that. Because the Ilo have a Tvei Ma'ashur, the length doesn't have a little bit more than that of Archa Karach, but then the length is the same like the width, and that doesn't qualify as a Mavi to be permitted with Lechem Akaris. Obviously, it's a little bit more, and if it's a little bit more, then maybe it's not difficult on Rabbi Yisim. And that's what Taisa, no, Mekamakam, still Abaye had a good point. Because Ma'isa Ma'ashur, that small little bit amount, Emakam Lebetim Alama, there's not enough for a door frame over there, and therefore that's why he still rejected Rabbi Yisim, even though the Dal and Tvachim doesn't mean exactly a little bit more, still not enough to have an entryway, according to Rabbi Yisim, according to what Abaye was proving from the Brisa, to have the opening of the Chatzeris in the length of the Mavi. Ketinek says the matter begins words of the Gemara, the Pasuk lebekeren zavus. Yeah, says Rav Yosef, the opening is in by the corners. The Tzitzis has a difficult and rational interpretation of what does this mean, the Pasuk lebekeren zavus. Because he rejected Abaye, says no, it really could be the length is only for Tvachim. So are you fitting the opening of the Chatzeris into the Mavi? We're talking about that you did it by the corner. So Pesach, Rashi explains, what does that mean? Tefach min ha-Pesach b'devnim tzai. One tefach of the opening, which again has to be for Tvachim, but where is it fitting in if the length of the Mavi is only 4 Tvachim? You take one tefach from the back wall. And you take three tefachim from the side wall. So that's going to be for a total of four tefachim. On the second side for the other chatz. And that's the taiz of a loydok. But that interpretation of Rashi is not precise. Because the imkain, if that's the case, ein ha-pesach rochev, then actually the width of the opening is el ha-lachsin, is only a diagonal. Shal gimel tefachim al tefach of three tefachim by a tefach. Now, behine, this is forewarning by saying that when you're doing the because you're having this opening of four tefachim on a diagonal, because it's one tefach on one direction and three tefachim in another direction. Now, how are you going to have a diagonal of four tefachim? Because although we know that the diagonal is generally two-fifths more, so seemingly when you have a square of three tefachim by tefach, you'll actually have another two-fifths for every single tefach, and then that's going to be adding on another tefach. So actually, it is more than four tefachim. And that Tosfos has come to say, no, in any ra'is, our IC, she'in ha'lachshin shal shleish ha'lechad, the diagonal of three by one tefach is not magi la'lachshin shal tefach ha'tefach. It does not reach to be an additional tefach squared, to say, because you don't say every single tefach is going to be added on another two-fifths. And therefore, by three tefachim, by a tefach, says Taisus, you don't actually have four complete tefachim, and therefore it's not precisely what Rashi said, that's the how you're opening up the, that you have an opening of four tefachim by the corner, to say that it would be one tefach by three tefachim, and have to be a different dimension to have this dimensions of four tefachim. Next to the mouth to begin the words like Gemara, I'm a bias. The Menachem Mendel says, "Where do I know this from? That his opinion that the shear of a mavi is dalad amos." Tosfos can explain that why doesn't Abai bring a proof from the Gemara later on of Yud, which you can prove from there that the shear of a mavi is dalad amos. Says Tosfos, "Holy ma'is hadalei ma'isi raim alikamon." This that Abai does not bring a proof from the Gemara later on of Yud amanaf. The amish moshem in the levi shmulz in the name of levi that mavi should rach veichav amom. If you have a mavi that the opening was more. Was wider than 20 amos, which that's possible, as our Mishnah opening in this Masechta said, that if it's wider than 10 amos, you have to make it smaller. So, if you're coming to do that, what do you do? So that says, the Gemara, what you do is you make a board that's 10 tefachim high, b'meshach 4 amos, and a length of 4 amos, and you put it to the length of the mavi, in the middle of the opening, so it's as if there's two different mavis. So each one now has an opening of only 10 amos, so that's a valid opening. Now, obviously, this that you need to have the pas to be a length of dalet amos is, of course, less than that. It would not qualify for each entry now to be an entry of a mavi. And you wouldn't be able to say it like two different mavis. So you see that the measurement of the mavi is a length of 4 amos. Why not by bring a proof from that Gemara? And that says, Taisa, Shem al-Khalik mavi, the base mavis, because maybe to separate one mavi into two different mavis, maybe Rav Yisrael would check dalet amos. Maybe Rav Yisrael would agree that, yes, then you would need to have each part to be dalet amos, to differentiate and divide and make each one to a separate mavi. And the rabbi cannot put a proof from there that in general, that any mavi would require dalet amos. Maybe Rabbi Yisrael would agree in that case that would require dalet amos. Kenek says the master begins with the Gemara of Rabbi Yisrael. He says, lafuka mitar zlechi, to preclude it, to exclude it from the halachic status of a lechi, that's ad eka dalet amos. That's up until the dalet amos. Which Tosfos comes to ask that Rabbi Yisrael actually himself explicitly says later on, according to Rabbi Huna, that the shiva mavi is dalet amos. In other words, Abai was being approved for his opinion that the shiva mavi dalet amos from this halacha of Rabbi Huna that says when you have a lechi that's sticking out of the wall of the mavi into the width of the mavi, but it wasn't made initially to be a lechi. The halacha is if it's less than dalet amos, it's a lechi, and you don't have to make another lechi. If it's dalet amos, it's not a lechi because it's already shir of a mavi. That's his proof, and since it's so wide, so it doesn't have the halacha status as a lechi anymore. So therefore, you see that the shiva mavi dalet amos, and that's what Artezim Masl is quoting from the Gemara that Rabbi Yisrael rejects. He says no. That Rav Huna agrees that the Sheva Malvei is with Dal Tvachim. But to preclude it from being Halacha Belechi, that is, that you would need Dal Ramesh to undo that from Halacha. Now, Tosfos finds it difficult because this is what he's saying in Rav Huna. Kasha is difficult. Rabbi Yisrael, Gubei Kamalakamon, Rabbi Yisrael himself says later on, Rav Yudim and Olive, I'll differ everyone on the words of Huna that he says over there, that a Lechi that was placed at the end of a wall on the length of the Malvei, that in the way that the Lechi could be seen as like, it looks like just a continuation of the wall. It doesn't really look like a Lechi. So lechi is, if the length of the lechi is less than dalet amos, then it's considered like a lechi, and you're allowed to carry the mavi. If it's more than dalet amos, then it's considered like a lechi, it's forbidden to carry the mavi, because since the length is like the shir of the mavi, so it's like a mavi, not a lechi. And that Rabbi Yisrael himself says over there, that you see from Rav Huna, that meshach mavi arba amos, that the length of a mavi is dalet amos. So you see, what it means? So you see Rabbi Yisrael himself holds Rav Huna, that it is dalet amos, and not dalet tefachim. And so it says, but deichik lemon, it's also difficult to say the hainu lafukim tayis lechi that it was only to preclude from its status as a lechi, but that regularly it would be dal tefachim. Therefore, Tosfos has that difficulty on this interpretation of Rav Yisrael. Shinek says the master begins the words of the Gemara Lechia Boilim Medafne Shal Mavi. Regarding a Lechia, a side post that sticks out from the wall of the Mavi. Shinek's going to explain what does this mean, Lechia Boilim Medafne Shal Mavi. Rav Huna explains that what's the halacha of Lechia Boilim Medafne Shal Mavi, which the Gemara brought in because of Yisiv with the homachic of Yisiv and Abaye. But Pesach explains what's the halacha of Lechia Boilim Medafne Shal Mavi. So it says, Ein Perushi. Its interpretation is not Kehidal Kamon, like the Gemara later on, the Yod, which also brings lechi hamoishich medaf neshal mavoi. If you have a side post, that's the extension of the wall of the mavoi. So Tzai says, no, that's different because the hashem over there moishich chutz lemavoi laorkes lemavoi. There it sticks out of the mavoi on the length of the mavoi. In other words, you put along the width of the wall in the length further, so that's where it looks like the lechi is an extension of the wall. And the hachashem leishavim levinim. Yeah, obviously that's the interpretation because the gemara says that this is similar to the case of where it looks like it's equal from the inside. Whether it's one standing in the inside, it looks like it's just a continuation of the wall. It doesn't look like a lechi. So you see that obviously that's the interpretation of that gemara over there. Whereas v'hach over here in our gemara, what's a teis de b'maschul that lechi haboilim edavne shal mavoi, here it's talking about boilim l'roch b'shal mavoi, b'sais me. It's talking about sticking out into the width of the mavoi, not the length, the width of the mavoi, and it's closing it up. In other words, that the lechi is sticking into the opening. And you have to say that. You can't say it's like that Gemara over there, that it's a continuation of the wall. Because the Amal Kaman, the Gemara says later on, the Mavi Zayin, regarding this sugya, a little bit later, the Gemara says that if the Mavi is only 7 amas wide, then nitir ba'imin rubala parts. Then it's permitted, even if it's not a lechi, because it's dalin amas, but it can be permitted because you have more of the area closed off than the breached area. So, obviously, that you're saying that this is because this lechi or slash mavi is sticking into the width of the mavi, and not like that case in Daf Yod where it's sticking into the length, it's going further. And says Tais actually Babaya, who's actually trying to bring a raya of the share mavi daladamis, have a matzlah suyin amahasim could have brought from the gemara there in Daf Yod regarding the case of the lechi that continues with the wall of the mavi, where Avuna said that the length is Dalet Amis, not considered Lechi, as Tais had previously mentioned this idea. And the reason is because the share is Dalet Amis, is the share of the Mavli. And since this is the Lechi as a measurement, it's a Lechi, it's a Mavli, not a Lechi. Obviously, so from there, that the share of the Mavli is a share of Dalet Amis.